Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU with Andy and Dave Cruz. Got producer Donnie in house.
So, Dave, I heard that you did the game last week, which is tough. It's tough to talk 30 seconds without saying which is something that you heard a lot of people try to do and weren't able to. But it was, you know, Valentine's Day based, and I'm sorry that I missed it. So I want to catch up with you guys on Valentine's Day because Donnie, you just got married last year.
Yes.
So this is your first Valentine's Day as a married couple.
It's sweet.
And before I left, I went through my checklist because I feel like I'm kind of like the den mother here. And then I have to make sure that you guys are doing the right thing, right? So like as the husband, you told me that you had made reservations at the same restaurant where you guys had your first date and that you had all these things planned. Flowers were going to be delivered and the wine was going to be a surprise. Like all of this is going to. So tell me how it happened. Like, how did it work out?
We didn't go.
What?
Yeah. So she's been nursing a cold for like two. It's not on me, is it? She's been nursing a cold for like 2 weeks. Where we were going to dinner is about 40 minutes away.
Okay.
So, and it was cold out, and drinking wine's probably not the greatest thing.
It's always the greatest thing.
Yeah. I didn't want her to get more sick. So,
did she know what you had planned?
Yes.
Oh.
She didn't know that I was going to have flowers. But
right.
She probably had an idea because that's what I did for our first time.
Okay.
Because you're such a romantic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we didn't go, but then I don't have anything for her.
Right, because that was your whole thing. Everything was there.
Yeah. So she went on to say, this really hasn't been a great day.
I'm
like, oh, no, I messed up. So I said I had to run an errand. I went to CVS and I picked up
the CVS Valentine's.
I went to CVS, picked up candy and a huge card and all that. And
air freshener and a Milky Way. Nothing says love.
You just happen to have it after making that errand. That's amazing.
Yeah, and a quart of oil. That's very romantic of you.
Thanks. Oh. So it ended up not working out, but we're still married.
Yeah, well, that's good. that's good. Yeah. Like, we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, my husband and I, because, when we got together, we had no money. We were making no money. And, you have Christmas in December, and then his birthday is in January, and my birthday is February 7th. So it's exactly 1 week before. Mm-hmm. So by the time Valentine's Day comes around, we are so in debt, you know, like when we were younger, that we were like, let's never do Valentine's Day. So we would just do something romantic together, but never make a big deal about it, which really takes a lot of the pressure off. We kind of do the same thing for our anniversary too. We're just like, you know, we just lie low, like, you know.
Right.
But Dave, I know that you had put a couple feelers out on your apps.
I had three things. So I had my number one was I invited Pam Anderson to the Olive Garden, dropped into her DMs.
Yeah.
Let me look at my phone. Nope, still never heard back from her.
No, interesting. That's surprising.
Yeah.
She's like
available now.
Yeah.
She marries someone new every couple days.
I mean,
so
were you willing to go to like an Olive Garden where she is? Or did she have to come to West Philly?
The answer is yes to would I be willing to
do anything.
Anything.
For Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then having not heard from her, I DM'd Debbie Gibson.
Right.
Because I had a dream about her the other day.
Electric Youth.
Also. Lost in Your Eyes. Yeah. Whole great repertoire.
Gosh. You just want her to sing to you for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Shockingly, I didn't hear back from her. I think she's been dating some guy for like 20 years. But so then third was a woman on one of the dating apps, exchanged numbers. So I got her number on Thursday. But
is this someone that you would, because I try to help you with your dating app.
Yeah,
repertoire.
This is one you approve of.
Oh, okay.
You approve of. And she's age appropriate for me.
That's so great. That's why I approve, I'm sure.
Yeah,
she's in her 20s.
Johnny, that's not even funny.
No.
I don't even sound amused by this.
Yeah, and she looks like she has a very generous soul. She's fine. So anyway.
So she has a big heart, is what
you're saying. Yes, that's it. Yes, that's what I look for. So exchange numbers. The problem is I got her number on Thursday. I can't ask her out on Valentine's Day for a first date, right? Can you?
Well, that's a lot of pressure. I can see why you. It sounds like immature that you wouldn't, but I get it. I get it.
So on Valentine's Day, I invited her to go out Saturday.
Okay, so you like sent her a note on Friday, which was Valentine's Day, saying, "Hey, let's go out tomorrow."
Yeah,
pressure's off. Okay.
The reply I got was, "Hi, Dave. Sorry, but I have a wedding. Happy Valentine's Day." And then I immediately deleted her.
What?
It wasn't her wedding, right?
I don't know.
Okay,
could have been. Yeah, so
Wait,
I deleted
what?
her.
You deleted
her?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because I asked her out and she said, there's yes. When a guy asks someone out, there's yes. And then there's everything else. This falls in the everything else.
No.
Yeah.
No, she had a wedding. Would you have been more comfortable if she had said, want to be my plus one?
Yes. Open bar?
No.
Amen. I don't care how
that
bad
is. That's way too much pressure.
That would be fantastic. I'm
but
good
you know,
at weddings.
It's funny that you bring this up, though, because my daughter's 12, and she's getting to that age now where the kids at school start, air quotes, going out, right?
Ooh.
Which so they don't really – so they – so I'm not going to say anything personal about any of her friends or about Tori, but I know that there are boys who were asking girls last week to be their Valentine. And you know how
aww,
kids do it when they're 12
that's cute.
And they're like, you know, like a girl would find out that a boy is going to ask her because he tells his friend who tells one of her friends
right,
who then tells
yeah,
her to find out what yeah, she's going to say because they don't want to ask if the answer is going to be no. And then
right,
they don't really even talk to each other anyway because they're so mortified. Right. So Tori was saying, you know, like, oh, you know, my friend found out that this boy is going to ask her to be his Valentine and she really doesn't like him. And I was like, Tori, what is the harm in this, though? Like, it takes so much nerve for a guy to ask another girl mm-hmm, out or to be the Valentine. Like, no one likes rejection. I don't care. Because right, she's like, no, but he asks everyone. And he's that guy who just kind of, and I was like, it doesn't mean that it hurts any less for him. Mm-hmm. Right? He's just a lot more persuasive, I guess.
Right.
Like, he's just going to go for it. So persistent, I guess, is the word. So I told her, I was like, listen, it doesn't really mean anything anyway, right? Like, she agreed that just to be somebody's Valentine didn't really mean anything. It doesn't,
sure,
you're not going out, you're not doing it. You're just like, it's for a day.
Yeah.
I said, so if you can make someone's week change for the better by saying yes, then just say yes, right? Like, you're not putting yourself in an awkward situation. Just don't say no to boys when they ask to be your Valentine.
That's
I think it's super sweet.
You should invent your own dating app, and it should be called Always Say Yes.
Wake up.
The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.